Hey everyone, this is Pistol Pete Atkinson with the Weekly Sports Roundup. Bath County Schools. The Chargers boys JV baseball team faced off against Eastern Montgomery Wednesday night, March 27th, in an away matchup, winning 18-16 to start off the season in great manner. Bath County scored 8 times in the top of the 6th to take the lead. Miguel Rosado, Matthew Spence, and Hunter Kirby had 3 hits each for the Chargers, and Gunnar Whidden, Chase Bogus, Dylan Hicklin, and Braden Rexrode had 2 apiece. Rosado and Spence both scored 4 times, with Whidden and Hicklin knocking in 3 runs each. Spence, Hicklin, and Colton Wilhelm all pitched for the Chargers. Wilhelm got the win, striking out 3 in the bottom of the 6th, giving up 2 hits and 2 walks. On March 28th, the Chargers JV baseball team met Highland and Monterey, winning 29-2, moving the record to 2-1 for the season. For the Chargers, Kirby was 4-for-5 with 4 runs and 4 RBI. Spence added 3 hits and scored 3 runs. Wilhelm and Whidden scored 4 runs. Rosado scored 3, and Akio Long had 3 RBI. Hicklin pitched a complete game win, striking out 6 and walking 3 while giving up 1 hit. Jake Harold of the Highland Rams had a hit, and Levi Warner and Greg Meehan scored 1 run apiece. On the same night and location, the Chargers girls JV softball team took on Highland, losing 7-4. Highland's record improved to 4-0 for the season, while Bath County fell to 0-2. For the Rams, Sarah Lillard earned the win on the mound and had 4 hits while recording 7 strikeouts. Addison Lockridge added 2 hits and 2 runs scored, while Adelaide Baxter also had 2 hits. Bailey Garzinski had 2 hits, one being a solo home run, and 2 runs scored for Bath County. Trinity Forbes had 2 hits and 2 runs scored, while Ava Whidden added 2 hits. The Chargers boys varsity soccer team dropped a match to Eastern Montgomery in an away match Wednesday, March 27th, losing 5-1, moving the record to 0-1 in the Pioneer District, 2-3 overall. Andrew Turner scored the lone goal for Bath County. Highland County Schools. The Rams opened their 2024 track schedule Friday afternoon, March 29th, competing in the Richwood High School Invitational. Jasmine Douglas had a great day for the Rams, winning the 200-meter dash in 29.92, finishing second in the 100-meter dash with a time of 14.11, and joined Zalia Good, Colleen Adams, and Brenia Moyers for the third-place finish in the 4x100-meter relay with a time of 57.60. For the guys, Zach Armstrong placed fourth in the 400-meter dash with a time of 55.78. The boys' 4x100-meter relay team, Armstrong, Jaden Feasy, Patton Hall, and Eli Moore, finished in third with a time of 48.90. And the 4x400-meter relay team, consisting of Elijah Good, Hall, Moore, and Armstrong, placed second with a time of 408.81. Turning to area colleges, the Virginia Military Cadets men's baseball team played a 3-game series against Wofford at home on March 28th through the 30th, winning games 1-3, 15-11, and 10-6, while losing game 2, 11-0. VMI then played a doubleheader against Virginia State in an away matchup on April 1st, winning both games 16-2 and 15-7. On April 2nd, VMI lost to Norfolk State and Norfolk, Virginia, 7-6, moving the record to 16-16. The James Madison Dukes men's baseball team played Georgia State in a 3-game series in Atlanta, Georgia, on March 28th through the 30th, losing 2 out of the 3 games played. The Dukes won Game 1, 14-6, but lost the last 2 games, 7-2 and 8-7, dropping the record to 16-12. The women's softball team played Virginia at home on March 27th, losing 12-3 before hosting Georgia State in a 3-game series on March 28th through the 30th. The Lady Dukes won all 3 games, 12-6, 6-1, and 8-1, improving their record to 21-13. The University of Virginia's No. 9 men's baseball team took on No. 11 Duke in a 3-game series in Durham, North Carolina on March 28th through the 30th, losing 2 games 9-4 and 7-3 while winning 1 game 7-3. The Cavaliers then faced Old Dominion in a home match, winning 4-0 on April 2nd, moving the record to 23-6. The women's softball team won 3 games this past week, defeating James Madison 12-3 in Harrisonburg, Virginia on March 27th, then defeating Villanova in a doubleheader 5-2 and 5-1 in Villanova, Pennsylvania on March 29th and 30th, moving the record to 24-10. The The West Virginia Mountaineers men's baseball team hosted Oklahoma State in a three-game series on March 29th through the 31st, losing the first two games 2-1 and 10-1 before winning Game 3 15-10, moving their record to 16-12. The Virginia Tech Hokies number 13 men's baseball team hosted Pitt in a three-game series on March 28th through the 30th, winning two of the three games 5-3 and 6-5, while losing one game 7-6, moving the record to 21-5. The number 15 women's softball team traveled to Durham, North Carolina to face Duke in a three-game series on March 28th through the 30th, losing all three games 14-5, 6-5, and 5-2, dropping the record to 25-8-1. The Liberty Flames men's baseball team hosted a three-game series against Sam Houston on March 28th through the 30th, winning all three games 6-4, 10-5, and 9-3. The guys then hosted number 9 Duke on April 2nd, losing 9-4, dropping the record to 13-15. The women's softball team hosted Louisiana Tech in a three-game series on March 28th through the 30th, winning all three games in shutouts 2-0, 3-0, and 2-0, moving the record to 20-14. Information for this report came from Mark Pfeiffer of The Recorder, Max Preps, and individual school websites. For more detailed information and scores, please visit this story on AMR's website. This has been Pistol Pete Ackerson for Allegheny Mountain Radio News.